Dictation for Rodolfo, R-O-D-O-L-F-O, Martinez, M-A-R, T as in today, I-N-E-Z. February 356, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mr. Martinez with chronic kidney disease, an episode of acute kidney injury back in November. Normal weight, appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanoma, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, denies nocturia incontinence, prior problems with enlargement of the prostate, since taking Flomax, FLOMAX is back to normal. No gross edema, no claudication symptoms, denies discolor of the toes, denies numbness, tingling, burning, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, has chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, no fever, no headaches, no itching. Next paragraph. Is not clear what happened in November. He was not in the hospital or emergency room. He recalls few days of upper respiratory symptoms, but again, no gastrointestinal symptoms. He was feeling well. Next paragraph, the past medical history, high cholesterol, hypertension on treatment, coronary artery disease, a prior three-vessel bypass surgery 2015. Apparently, he did have a heart attack. No diabetes, no arrhythmia pacemaker. He's not aware of congestive heart failure or valve abnormalities. He follows with cardiology, Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K. No event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke. He remembered having procedures for circulation on the right leg, Dr. Hakani, H-A-Q-U-A-N-I. No gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, no kidney stones, gout, no urinary tract infection, blood protein in the urine. Next paragraph. Surgeries for the three-vessel bypass surgery, procedures on the right leg, prior laminectomy times two on lumbar area, tonsils adenoids, a benign fatty tumor removed abdominal wall. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include Lipitor, Metoprolol, Flomax, aspirin, vitamin D, Zyrtec, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, start smoking age 15, one pack per day until 5 years ago. Heavy alcohol, beer, and hard liquor until 5 years ago. He is not aware of kidney disease. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney problems. He has five daughters without any kidney disease. Next paragraph, alert or intestine 3, good historian, no respiratory distress, normal speech, blood pressure at home 120/77, weight of 190. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in January, creatinine 1.6, which is close to baseline 1.5, present GFR 44 stage 3, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus is normal, normal white blood cell platelets, normal hemoglobin. Recent urine, 1 plus of protein, trace of blood. PTH not elevated. November creatinine 4.1. Since then, is returning to baseline. Again, it's not clear what happened at that time. September 1.5. May 1.5. In February, no anemia. Hemoglobin actually high 16. February 1.5, October 2020, 1.5, August 2020, 1.4. Kidney ultrasound, both are relatively small, 9.3 right, 9.1 left, no obstruction, stone or masses, no cyst. There is fatty liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, probably hypertension, nephrosclerosis, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. Next number, acute kidney injury. Back in November, return to baseline, It's not clear what happened. There were no new medications, no nephrotoxic agents. At that time, the urine minimal protein, no activity to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Next number, hypertension longstanding. Next number, coronary artery disease bypass surgery. I do not have results of echo in terms of ejection fraction, valve abnormalities, or pulmonary hypertension. Next number, prior smoker, no oxygen. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, prior procedures. Next paragraph, comments. Given his history of smoking, gentleman, middle age to elderly, and history of vascular disease, I think hypertensive nephrosclerosis and potentially bilateral renal artery disease is high in the differential. We will do arterial Doppler to see if there is any potential procedure that needs to be done. I did not change any of his medications. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled on present low dose of beta blockers. We will monitor chemistries over time. I will obtain the last echocardiogram available. All questions answered. End of dictation.